In all Wizard Redux, there's an old saying slash cliche tilde copyright that goes, everything old is new again. We've all heard this, and have likely experienced it firsthand. Nostalgia is a powerful mechanism, particularly when coupled with irony. Some resurgences, however, though they might start that way, end up finding life of their own. In Boulder, both the city and county, we're seeing one such situation. Despite our region of the Front Range becoming increasingly known for startups, particularly of the high-tech variety, low-tech has its place too. Here, I'm talking about the unassuming pastime of times past. Pinball. Though advancements have come along since pinball's various heydays, multi-level tracks, more lights and music, more elaborate video screens, the heart of the game is purely analog. A metal ball is shot through a trough by a spring, whether automatic or user-controlled. The ball's descent is dictated by the angle of the wooden, brightly painted base. At least two flippers are used to keep the ball in play, again, either by the user's strength or the servos embedded. In essence, that's it. Unlike the 1980s arcade video games that supplanted pinball machines, let alone the quantum leaps seen in console, PC, and mobile video games since, there aren't bosses and fairy minions to overcome. There are no weapon or hit combos to be had, no in-game achievements collected and tracked automatically by username. And if you're looking to play online with someone across the world, this simply isn't the type of game to provide that experience. Though some of the smartphone native generation might see that as a drawback, it is these same qualities that attract others, and engender passion. Modern devotees have their own techniques, but the core of pinball remains as it ever was, one player at a time pitting him or herself against the obstacles laid before them on a physical machine. Beneath flashing lights, quickly upticking scores, and a cacophony of sound effects, it's still about a person's reaction time versus the pull of gravity. More than a few have come around to the simple pleasure of pinball, as evidenced across Boulder County. Lions Classic Pinball, for example, sporting about 40 machines, has been a mainstay of Lions Main Street for 13 years. Louisville's Tilt Pinball, a newcomer, opening in 2014, has quickly gained a following, while Boulder's Press Play Bar has become a regular spot on many people's night out on Pearl Street. While Tilt Pinball and Press Play offer arcade video games, as well as other options, in concert with alcohol, pinball enjoys a special place of distinction in each. So much so that, in the case of Press Play, an ongoing Boulder Pinball League has been established, operating much like a bowling league. Aficionados up and down the Front Range can enter various tournaments as an individual or a team. Players can even sign up with the International Flipper Pinball Association, which, aside from keeping people up to date on the latest in pinball news, allows them to be ranked with other members. And with so many fun-oriented spaces available any night of the week, casual lovers can easily walk in and play machines at their leisure, with or without a cocktail.